Faith is the currency of the kingdom of God, the power to purchase all that has value, value that bears no hurt. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God did not choose physical wealth, beauty, IQ, strength, or power. He chose childlike faith, and our source of that eternal currency is Christ. The same standard must be met by everyone. Whether one possesses all the world's wealth or has the world's highest IQ or is the least among men, the standard remains constant. This common standard of faith is the solution to all the world's problems, including our individual ones, even to the swallowing up of death itself. The standard and solution are the same because all the sons and daughters of Adam have the same problem, which is being born into the world possessed of the carnal nature of unbelief, which is at war with God. Are you ready to make your peace with God? Are you ready to repent of your sins, cast off unbelief, and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ? Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for simple instructions to immediately enter the kingdom of God. Today, you can become immensely wealthy. Now for today's subject. God said, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, if a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. God said, Romans chapter 1, verse 21 through 32, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beast, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned then their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. God said, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 and 10, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. God said, Jude chapter 1, verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Man said, don't try to restrict our lifestyle with your foolish Bible morality. Who are you to block gaze from the beauty and benefits of homosexual marriage? Now the record. A highly organized, aggressive effort has been mounted in society, in churches, and the highest levels of government to silence all public opposition to homosexuality, to homosexual marriages, gays adoption of children, or the mainstreaming of this God-condemned rebellion against Holy Writ. The efforts of the homosexual constituency, unfortunately for mankind, have been very successful. One of their chants at a prior rally in San Francisco was, "We're young, we're queer, we're going to rule the world." Homosexuality is not just a sin against God, but a sin against nature. The June 26, 2008 issue of the weekly publication Nature, which embraces and promotes the false theory of evolution, made this brief statement concerning evolution and homosexuality. In evolutionary terms, homosexuality might be a detrimental trait that stops people from passing on their genes, end of quote. Presently, four of the 392 God Said, Man Said feature articles deal directly with the spiritual bondage of homosexuality. The titles follow. Clicking on to the titles listed above will display all subject matter. In these articles, God's utter condemnation of homosexuality is declared, the terrible consequences of man's rebellion are enumerated, and the marvelous forgiveness and deliverance in Christ Jesus is extended. Many former homosexuals are now walking with Christ. When man says yes, carnal man says no. As you should suspect, so it is with God's institution of marriage. God designed Adam and his wife Eve biologically to be fruitful and to multiply. God performs the very first marriage ceremony. The few passages that follow declare the mind of God. Genesis 1, 27 and 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Genesis chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. God also establishes in the last passage that the wife would assume the name of her husband. They were Mr. and Mrs. Adam. The homosexual community is aggressively pushing for the full legalization of gay marriages in America in all 50 states as an acceptable lifestyle. Those who resist their efforts against God's commandment are branded as homophobes and hate mongers, even unchristian. Isaiah frames it right in chapter 5, verse 20. "Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter." A justice of the peace in California presiding over a gay marriage recently said, "By the power vested in me by the state of California, I now pronounce you husband and husband." The following paragraphs concerning gay marriage are from the book Why We Whisper, written by U.S. Senator Jim DeMint and J. David Woodward, Ph.D. In the early 1900s, gay marriage came to the Nordic countries of Norway and Sweden. 10 years later, out-of-wedlock births spiraled to where 60% of firstborn children had unmarried parents. Same-sex marriage has advanced the Scandinavian trend toward the separation of marriage and parenthood, with the state picking up the bill. Legal marriage between homosexuals has done little to encourage fidelity or reduce the spread of HIV and other STDs. A study published by Dr. Maria Zaradu in a 2003 edition of AIDS reveals that homosexual couples in Amsterdam engage in what can be called consensual infidelity, and that HIV spread more rapidly among couples who considered themselves to be in a steady relationship. Radical homosexuality activists in America are trying to convince politicians and judges that our government should redefine marriage to create legal sanction and official endorsement of homosexuality. The goal is to use society's most sacred institution to legitimize a behavior that has always been considered morally wrong and socially destructive. Same-sex marriage advocates are saying that parental gender does not matter for the family or for children. Government policies have already caused untold damage to marriage, but if there is a last straw for the institution, it would be the approval of same-sex marriage. Official government endorsement of homosexuality will result in further deterioration of marriage in America. Government-approved same-sex marriage has convinced Scandinavians that virtually any family form is as good as another. Traditional marriage will suffer the same fate in America if same-sex marriage receives government sanction. A compassionate society never intentionally creates fatherless and motherless children. Lynn W. Wardell, writing in the University of Illinois Law Review, concludes, "If we want to put children's needs first, we must preserve for them the basic social institution which has, over the millennia, been the most beneficial of all imperfect human institutions for children's welfare. We should think very carefully before accepting the invitation to legitimize the brave new world of homosexual parenting as a desirable environment in which to rear future generations. Traditional marriage is clearly the best way, to propagate our culture and values, and government has a responsibility to support and encourage it because of its unique benefits to the nation." The arguments against legitimizing the homosexual lifestyle with the institution of marriage are irrefutable. Many are not willing to listen to the truth about homosexuality, but this lifestyle is notoriously unhealthy and destructive with huge financial costs to society, end of quote. The deterioration of the God-ordained marriage institution, the bedrock of all societies, is happening before our very eyes. Satan, whose M.O. is to steal, kill, and destroy, is on a rampage. Satan weaves the spider's web. No strand of evil in his web is there by happenstance, but is strategically placed for the fulfillment of greater evil. Gay marriage is a prime demonstration of the spider's handiwork. What appears to be unrelated sin, after closer examination, becomes instrumental in bringing about greater evil. For instance, Mother Eve's act of unbelief and disobedience in eating the forbidden fruit is central to the son of perdition entering the temple and confessing himself to be God. Her original sin is central to idolatry, adultery, murder, lying, etc. An even more direct demonstration of the spider's strands can be seen in gay marriage. Following is a short list of Satan's efforts to bring about gay marriage, what God calls evil. Now, you're going to need to think a little bit as I read these to you. One, the compromising pulpits of the church, which go against what God's Bible clearly states. Two, baby formula versus breastfeeding. See breastfeeding on this website to find out why. Three, the welfare state's promotion of the fatherless home. Four, alcohol, drugs, and the frontal lobe of the human brain. See whore's forehead on this website to find out why. Five, wives dominating husbands. Six, free love revolution of the 1960s. Seven, the loosening of censorship. Eight, the media's acceptance and promotion of infidelity and fornication. Nine, cohabitation. 10, children out of wedlock. 11, political promotion of the gay lifestyle. And 12, divorce. Now consider the following excerpts from the God Said, Man Said feature article, Homosexuality Part 2. Mark Twain said once, "Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated." If environmental factors and sexual orientation could talk, they might say the same thing. For sure, social or family factors in influencing sexual attractions have been written off by numerous scholars and media. However, a new Danish study may prompt a fresh evaluation of the role of social factors in sexual orientation. The study published in the October 2006 issue of Archives of Sexual Behavior by Danish epidemiologist Morten Frisch and statistician Anders Havid reported the analysis of data from 2 million men and women. The research suggests a link between environmental factors such as geographic birthplace and family relationships and the probability of marrying a same-sex or opposite-sex partner. The massive study also finds that the number of brothers and sisters increases the probability of marrying heterosexually. This finding contradicts a recent widely touted Canadian study of birth order that found the number of older brothers increased the probability of homosexuality in men. The Danish researchers found no evidence that having older brothers increased the likelihood of men marrying homosexually. On the contrary, they found that older siblings increased the probability of heterosexual marriage. The choice of homosexual versus heterosexual marriage serves as an obvious, although not perfect, assessment of sexual preferences. Regarding the fraternal birth order effect, the authors said, "We found no indication that older brothers were particularly common in these homosexual men." The researchers found for each additional year one's parents stayed married, the probability of heterosexual marriage in the children increased by 1.6% among men and 1% among daughters. That's for each year. In contrast, the rate of homosexual unions decreased by 1.8% among sons and 1.4% among daughters for every year of intact parental marriage. That's for every year. Summing these effects over years of childhood and adolescence contributes to a noteworthy impact. Regarding homosexual marriages, the researchers found that birthplace relates to the sexual orientation of marriage partner. Being born in urban settings increased the probability of homosexual marriage and decreased the probability of heterosexual marriage. Frisch and Havid noted, "Our study may be the first to show that birthplace, or some correlate thereof, influence marital choices in adulthood." The authors also confirmed previous research suggesting that children who experience parental divorce are less likely to marry heterosexually than children reared in intact families. Frisch and Havid reported that for men, unknown parental identity, parental divorce, short duration of cohabitation with both parents, and long duration of father-absent cohabitation with mother were all associated with increased rates of homosexual marriage. For women, homosexual marriage rates were elevated among women whose parents were married briefly, and those who experienced long periods of mother absence due either to abandonment or death during their teen years. Taken together, the study's findings suggest that intact parents bearing multiple children living in rural areas increase the probability of heterosexual pairings in their children, end of quote. It's true that outside factors influence homosexual activity. It's also outside factors that correct and deliver. Jesus Christ, He is the answer, the outside factor. Choose Him. The cause of homosexuality and the solution are addressed in some detail in the God Said, Man Said article, Homosexuality. If you are seeking deliverance or help for someone who is bound, click on and review the information. May the face of the Lord shine upon you with light and truth. God is truth. He authored the scriptures and gave it to His creation as a type of owner's manual. Follow these instructions and you'll have life and have it more abundantly. Reject these instructions, and the result is death, and death more abundantly. His word, written thousands of years ago, are true and righteous altogether, Psalms 19:9. Choose life and live. God said, Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made He him, male and female created He them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created." Man said, "Don't try to restrict our lifestyle with your foolish Bible morality. Who are you to block gays from the beauty and benefits of homosexual marriage? Now you have the record."